Hi, welcome to Karen's Educational Mashups. I'm Karen, and this show is a compilation of excerpts from podcasts and other digital audio and video content of interest to educators. Today, in show number 5, we'll be listening to podcasts about mobile technologies, including handhelds, cell phones, and other gadgets. This is an area that is fast-changing and worth staying on top of. Not only are mobile technologies likely to be the way we achieve ubiquitous computing in schools, but they're also excellent tools for differentiating instruction. As always, please check our website, k12handhelds.com/mashups, for show notes. This will include information about each item we've included here and the websites where you can listen to more or subscribe to these great shows. Okay, let's start with Engadget, one of my personal favorites.
All right, it is Friday, April 13th, 2007. Welcome to Engadget Podcast number 106. My name is Peter Rojas.
Hello, I'm Ryan Block.
And this is the first time we've done a podcast on a Friday the 13th. We should just mention then that there was some good news coming out of Apple this week. They announced that they had sold the 100 millionth iPod recently, which is a lot. I mean,
it's... Yeah, it is a couple of iPods.
Obviously a lot of those are shuffles, which have lower margins and things like that. But, that's a lot of money. It's a very serious revenue generator for the company. And, they obviously had a huge impact on the consumer electronics industry. And it's been a massive success for them. And I don't even know what else we can really say about it, because it's not like it's some like small gadget story anymore. It's crossed over into sort of a pop icon.
Yeah. Interesting side note about that. I was talking to the people at Apple about this on the day of their announcement of the 100 millionth iPod being sold, and I asked how they're going to view the iPhone in this regard. Is the iPhone going to be considered an iPod? Is it going to be factored in iPod sales? I imagine that eventually speaking, probably not within the next couple of years, but maybe... 5 or 10 years down the line, that, you will only be able to buy an iPhone, and that there probably won't ever be a market at some point in the future for a standalone iPod as the technology progresses.
But they seem pretty committed to that.
Yeah, and they but for now they said, iPod and iPhone are different lines. They're not crossing over. iPhone sales will not be counted as iPods, even though most of the same people, I guess, are handling the two product lines. That, at least from a marketing and PR perspective anyway, that they are internally delineated. Yeah. And they're not necessarily considered one and the same.
That makes sense, though. I understand that.
I'm going to be very curious, though, to see, exactly how far down the road we are from the iPod being canceled and then just the iPhone being... it, right? Because, eventually we will converge, right? I think that's a fair assumption.
But it might converge in some ways that, I think that we'll probably...
This is Podcasting Underground, episode number 13.
You've entered the Podcasting Underground.
Podcasting for podcasters.
News and tips to help you succeed in podcasting.
On this episode of the Podcasting Underground, I'm starting a new series on promoting your podcast. This series will run for the next few weeks leading up to the release of my new book titled Promoting Your Podcast, which will be released on August 28th. In this installment, I talk about how to get free, targeted traffic from the search engines. Also, I'll announce the 3 winners of the book testimonial contest, each of whom will receive a free copy of the book. That's all on this episode of the Podcasting Underground, online at podcastingunderground.com. I'm your host, Jason Van Orden. Some of the most sought-after traffic on the internet is search engine traffic. And this should definitely be on your plan for promoting your podcast. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about some things that you should be aware of when it comes to getting search engine traffic to your podcast and what's involved in a successful search engine marketing campaign.
This is the Podcasher Podcast. the podcast all about geocaching.
We consistently deliver high-quality, family-friendly shows that are informative, inspirational, and entertaining.
Welcome to the show.
Hello and welcome to another Podcacher podcast. This is show number 97, Puzzle Caches, March 26, 2007. If you're a new listener, welcome. If you're returning, we're glad to have you back.
This show covers all aspects of caching: news, tips and tricks, tools of the trade, interviews, caching events, and stories from around the world.
Check out our website at podcacher.com for show notes and great information. Our email address is podcacher@gmail.com, and our voicemail number is 206-A-CACHER.
On our show today, we have a story from Scotland, a new contest, and an interview with a puzzle master. So with that, let's get on with the show. Hey guys, welcome back to another Podcacher show.
Hey everybody.
Hey, we have got a great show for you here today.
Yeah, you know what? Today we're going to talk about puzzle caches.
Puzzle caches.
Puzzle and mystery caches.
Yeah, you know what? And people love mysteries and solving puzzles, and that's one of the reasons we're doing it. I mean, I knew when I was growing up as a kid.
You're listening to the Cell Phone Junkie Podcast, your source for news, reviews, and questions about the cell phone industry. Visit us at www.thecellphonejunkie.com. Hello and welcome to the Cell Phone Junkie. My name is Mickey Papillon and we're up to show number 49. I'm joined today with my co-host Joey. How are you today, Joey?
I'm doing well, Mickey.
Glad to have you on the show with us. It is actually Wednesday. We're so used to doing these shows on the weekends, and we're doing one on a Wednesday here. I'm going to be out of town and kind of away from access to record the show this upcoming weekend, and just wanted to make sure we got a show in this week for all the listeners. So we're going to kind of catch up here on a few things that we missed from last week doing the questions and comments show, and hopefully we'll fill you in on some of the new things that you haven't heard about yet. So anyway, let's start right off the bat here by talking about J.D. Power & Associates releasing a U.S. customer satisfaction rankings. For the fifth year in a row, T-Mobile is the highest ranked carrier in all six regions of the country. Those are the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, South.
Welcome to Soft Reset, the podcast for those using handhelds in education. This is episode 18, recorded January 2007. I'm here with Mike Curtis. Howdy, Mike.
Hi, Tony. Today's episode is all about the cross-platform quizzing program Quizler. John Covell from Pocket Mobility Incorporated, Quizler's developer, will join us to tell us about the new features and what's going on with the software.
Yeah, you know, Quizler now works with Palm, Pocket PC, Windows, Macs, iPods, and the web, so just about anybody can put the software to good use. But first, let's do a couple tips of the podcast.
Okay, you go first.
Ah, sure thing. Well, my tip is for teachers who actually create content for handhelds, like quizzes for Quizler and ebooks and such. My suggestion is keep everything and stay organized. So, for instance, when you're making ebooks with eBook Studio, keep the original Word documents that you might have typed it up in so that you could have spell check and things. Keep the eBook Studio PML file. Then that's the file that you're actually able to edit. And then keep the final.
That's it for this show. Thanks for listening. Special thanks for this episode to Peter Rojas and Ryan Block from Engadget, Jason Van Orden from Podcasting Underground, Sunny and Sandy from Podcacher, Mickey Papillon from The Cell Phone Junkie, and Tony Vincent from Soft Reset. please visit our website, k12handhelds.com/mashups, to get more information about all of these shows and where you can subscribe. We'd also love to hear your comments or suggestions for future shows. You can contact us at mashups@k12handhelds.com or leave a voicemail at 206-984-2258. Our next show will be our first video podcast, and we'll feature examples of using podcasting for professional development. Hope to see you then. Bye for now.